At her Golden Jubilee back in 2002, Her Majesty the Queen, when addressing Parliament, said, "Change is constant. Managing it has become an expanding discipline." Certainly, very few are able to compete with Queen Elizabeth II when it comes to witnessing change. God has given to her 96 years. Very few live to that length of time. And of those 96 years, 70 of which have been spent as Queen of the United Kingdom and Commonwealth realms. Now, change first came when King Edward VIII abdicated the throne. This then thrust his younger brother George into the limelight, but also Elizabeth herself. Little did the royal family nor the world know that one of the shortest reigns in Edward's reign would be followed after 16 years of King George VI by the longest reign of any British monarch in history. She saw great change at the age of 13 when World War II broke out. In 1940, Buckingham Palace was bombed, causing her and her sister Margaret to move out while her parents remained. Then her greatest change came 12 years later, when her father, King George VI, died in 1952. She acceded the same year, and her official coronation as Queen took place in an elaborate service on June 2, 1953. At the time of her coronation, world leaders such as Winston Churchill, Joseph Stalin, and Dwight Eisenhower were the big players on the world scene. However, she outlasted them all and many more since. Although during her reign, Queen Elizabeth II has witnessed much in the way of change, it was by her own admission in 1992 that she found that year particularly challenging. In 1992, when giving her speech at Guildhall to mark her 40th anniversary as Queen, she spoke of her Annus Horribilis, Latin for horrible or disastrous year, a year where storms and tempests within the family also were met with a ferocious fire in the November of that year which engulfed Windsor Castle. Change is constant. Her Majesty was right to say that all of those years ago. And when we come to the Word of God, the Bible, we also discover and realise that change is often mentioned within its holy pages. Another monarch, King Solomon, who reigned 30 years less than Queen Elizabeth II, also knew all about change. He saw within himself how easily and quickly a heart can be moved away from God by people or by possessions. Looking back in later life, when brought back to a walk with God, Solomon would urge a younger generation to do the most important thing they could ever do, and that is remember. Remember their Creator in the days of their youth. And many of us will know that passage well in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, where Solomon says, "While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened." What is he doing? He's talking about change, the inevitable change that we all experience and everyone faces. It is a change which is marked by weakening as well, by a losing of our strength. It is a change in life which ultimately leads every person to their death. All of this we know because of the entrance of sin into this world, sin which brought about the greatest change the world has ever seen, the relationship between man and God. We can also read in the Bible about another change, a glorious change, a change for those who are in Christ. Paul spoke of this in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, when he said, "In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the dead shall be raised incorruptible," and then he said this, "and we shall be changed." Paul speaks about the great day of our Lord, which marks the ultimate change and consummation of all things, where those who died in Christ shall have their bodies raised to a glorified form, in which body and soul shall ever be with Christ. My question to you, in the midst of change in a changing world, will you be part of this change? Or will you die outside of Christ, yet in your sins, and without hope such as this? My friend, this glorious change is the end of God's wonderful great salvation. And you see that it is change which marks redemption in Christ. When the Lord enters the life of an individual, a man or woman, and we are saved by the grace of God, when our sins are forgiven, when we are justified by grace, it is change which takes place. Only God is able to change our nature, which He alone does by His powerful, miraculous work by His grace. Only God can change our direction in life. Only God has the power through Christ alone to change our eternal destiny, one from eternal death and condemnation and hell, to enter the very glories of an everlasting kingdom, which is Christ. And my friend, this he does alone through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. Inevitably, this brings us to consider one thing in which no change will ever be seen, and that is our Lord and our Saviour, and his own kingdom. Remarkable as Her Majesty's reign has been, and we trust will be long and prosperous in the years ahead, yet it is still a temporal reign, and soon, most likely, will come to an end. The psalmist said, however, in Psalm 145, verse 13, of God's kingdom, of Christ's kingdom, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. In the midst of all of our celebrations and thanksgiving of this Platinum Jubilee, as we remember and give thanks to God for the 70 years given to Her Majesty, may we lift our hearts even higher and more thankful to God, even the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, one that cannot and one that will not pass away.